Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Who would have thunk it, right? We made it. We lasted. I'm glad you're here 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having more fun than the law allows here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We're rocking and rolling with John Berlau. He's a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. John, tell us about it.
Well, CEI is a group that's interested in getting rid of red tape in both, you know, in everything from energy to finance, to make it easier for you to start your business and to invest, you know, and raise capital there, and as well as invest in a business and build wealth, and as well as getting, you know, being able to vape an e-cigarette if you want, and do things that, you know, make your own decisions about life's pleasures and leisure pursuits.
Leave us the heck alone, folks. That's what we want the government to do. So, John, what else? What other projects are you working on? What's on your radar screen right now that Congress is up to that are either hurting us or that if they take some steps could help us?
Right. Well, I'm looking at making sure that and I've got a paper coming out making sure that, you know, that these controls have made it difficult, you know, to go public for stocks don't apply to cryptocurrency, and as well as, you know, the government is there to stop fraud, it doesn't prevent people from, you know, exercising their, you know, due diligence and risk and, you know, being able to, you know, to build, being able to build wealth in that area. So that's right. Going to come out in a couple, and also making sure that we hold the regulators accountable and that they don't, some regulators like the SEC don't jump the gun before Congress, you know, grants them authority there.
So do you think there should be anything, any kind of regulation on cryptocurrency? I mean, I think cryptocurrency is a very interesting thing, but I also see it as something that could be a hazard in the future if it's not properly, if we don't watch it properly, especially if for example, let's say Amazon decide to create their own cryptocurrency for doing business within their ecosystem. What would that, think about what that would do, the size of our company. What if Amazon and Facebook decide to build a cryptocurrency together? Think about that.
Well, I've long said that, I mean, as long as there are, you know, barriers to, or regulatory barriers to entry, or they don't have a, or the government doesn't give them a quasi-monopoly, I've long said that, you know, let's let companies like Amazon and Walmart get into banking, because they could probably do it more competently than the big banks on Wall Street do it right now. So I wouldn't necessarily
this,
have a
this is going to shock a lot of people, John, for me to say this, but I actually think that those guys do not need to be in the banking business. I think they've already got their hands in enough things. I don't think they should be in the banking business. I'm one of the people who happen to think Jeff Bezos has the potential to be one of the most dangerous people in the world.
Well, I'm looking at things like the Tesco supermarket in Great Britain, where during the financial crisis around 2009, with the blessing of, you know, the Labour Party and the Conservative Party, it took over Royal Bank of Scotland and became one of the fourth largest banks in Britain.
Yeah.
And, you know, it hasn't. There are still other banks in Britain. But
that was a different time. Those were different circumstances. The underlying people behind all that didn't have they didn't have control of as much of our lives as Facebook and Google and Amazon have. And with such a lack of ethics in their background, I mean, these people are not operating ethically. They don't operate. They're not operating with analog ethics in their digital world.
Okay, I don't know, but neither are some of the Wall Street banks I could and foreign banks I could name. I mean, the question is sometimes you need to fight fire with fire when there's competition.
Right.
If you add competition from some of these,
we need to come back. Hey, John, you need to come back and let's talk about cryptocurrency next time. We need to have a longer discussion about this. This is a fascinating topic. I think more and more people need to know about it because small business owners, I've been reminding them that they're going to be taking cryptocurrency any day now, any minute now. It's probably already happening. So it's going to be a part of our future. Will you come back and talk to us about it in the future?
CEI.org is our website.
CEI.org, ladies and gentlemen. John Berlaw, he did a great job today, didn't he? I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.